Welcome to the Business Coaching Masterclass. I'm your host, G, and today's session is Understanding Compensation. Give yourself every chance at success. Give first and ask later if you need to. Give a perspective bound in reason and evidence. Give your clients a context in which the best option is to accept the offer. A deal that is too good to refuse locks present action into future purchase. A positive experience today will lead to the expectation of a positive experience tomorrow. Winners enjoy the prospect of winning. All that we do is predicated on what is to come. Be prepared to dig deep because the hardest work produces the greatest results. Life compensates us for our just efforts and punishes us for our unwise decisions. In order to fully understand the principles of reciprocation, we need clarity on several issues. 1. There always needs to be a need. Your passion is as much a fashion as anything else. Emotions are at times unpredictable, and they can lead you to hesitate as much as flow. In business, it matters much less what you like and much more what everybody else likes. While you must sell yourself on the ideas and proof of concept, you have to sell your product or service to others. Creation of trends is the Pandora's box that allows new opportunities to open up and new connections to be networked. 2. You must act as if you are irreplaceable. There will be others in your field who will stand up and stand out. They will shout and differentiate themselves through talents, skills, belief, and ambition. You have to play to your strengths. The very things that make you who you are part of the definition of your offer. Stay true to you. Often to be agreeable is to be less likable than to be open with your thoughts and dependable with your actions. If you can be trusted, then you are always hard to replace. 3. How much matters less than you think. Success has a very variable relationship with the concept of quantity. At times, one idea will be enough to ensure your ability to close a deal. 1 minute may be enough to get your offer in first. $1 could be enough to outbid your potential competition in the marketplace. Selling one item 1,000 times is probably much simpler than selling 1,000 items once. Don't spread yourself thin by trying to cover too much ground at the beginning of any enterprise. 4. The voice of choice could be just noise. Don't get paralyzed by the choices that you will have to make in life. Many times, the presentation of fewer options creates a clarity of choice that leads to definitive action rather than a series of meetings about processes that achieve little except to decide on when the next meeting should be. The engine of the universe is a decisive one that does not falter in its mission or alter its trajectory. Arrows that hit their target are fired straight and true. Not only do you want your business to be noticed for its uniqueness and quality of service, but you want to be talked about for what you are planning. The bigger the dream, the bigger the debate. The average person is lucky to achieve 10% of their overall goals and targets in life. This should resonate as a failure in the back of your mind. And although something is better than nothing, everything is usually still better than something. How well you dominate will depend on how well you set yourself up to dominate. A positive mindset is what you get from setting highly positive goals. Gift yourself the possibility of great opportunity. Distribute your ideas as much as you distribute your product. Everything scales together. Thank you very much for taking time today to listen to the Business Coaching Masterclass. Wherever you are, I wish you a fantastic day.